Item 17, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, requesting authorization to negotiate and execute a development agreement with Center for Resilient Cities, DBA, Johnson's Park Development, LLC, to fundraise for and make improvements to Johnson's Park. On July 16, 2013, your committee approved and recommended this item for adoption. On July 25, 2013, the County Board referred this item back to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment.
Ladies, you have the floor.
Chairman, supervisors, we're happy to present this item again for your consideration. We've made some strides at doing a little bit more public outreach, as was the request of Supervisor Bowen, in which Johnson Park is in his district. So we had a public hearing meeting with the residents that was fairly well attended and got a lot of feedback, and I think we've got some positive feedback from those residents moving forward with the concept plan for Johnson. So with that being said, I know we have a couple cards from representatives from Center for Resilient Cities, and they can talk a little bit more about some public outreach that they have done in addition to that public meeting that the Parks Department attended.
Very good. Questions? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Chairman. Was that the main reason for the refer back for more public outreach?
Chairman, Supervisor, that's my understanding,
right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further questions by committee members? We have two people who have asked to be heard from, Marcia Caton Campbell of the Center for Resilient Cities. Marcia, if you could come forward. And Jeff Rainwater as well. Are the two of you together?
Yes.
Oh, you are. Fine. Jeff, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Supervisors, we are pleased to be back before you again. I am Marcia Caton Campbell. I'm the Executive Director of the Center for Resilient Cities. And this is Jeff Rainwater, who is a landscape architect and the Milwaukee Project Director, who designed the concept plan for Johnson's Park. And we're here today to give you an update. Supervisor Bowen had requested additional community input into the concept plan and conversations about the park. And since we've last met, we have had opportunities to garner input from the community in question with a meeting on Wednesday, August 28th, an evening meeting in Alice's Garden, which is part of Johnson's Park, with Johnson's Park Neighborhood Association, which was well attended. The supervisor and Mr. Hoffman were there. Mr. Dargle and Ms. Schlosser were there as well. And Jeff and I were there to talk about the park. So we heard people's feedback. We got their general approval for what was intended. And we also celebrated a little bit the very, very successful concert in the park that had taken place just the week before, in which 500 people attended. And at the same time, there were all kinds of activities going on at Brown Street Academy and at Alice's Garden. And so the whole community area was activated in the way that has been long envisioned by the community. On the 4th of September, I met with the Executive Committee of the Community Planning Council. The CPC is a community body that is part of Neighborhood Strategic Planning Area 10 for the City of Milwaukee. They represent 9 neighborhood associations in Lindsay Heights and the area immediately north of Lindsay Heights. This body is one that we are well acquainted with, having appeared before them numerous times over the life of our project, and you don't go forward with anything in this neighborhood without the blessing of this group. So we are scheduled to once again appear before them on September 21st. We have had their enthusiasm and blessing all along, but the process that we needed to follow to garner additional community input was to meet with Johnson's Park Neighborhood Association and neighbors close to the park first, and then go forward to the CPC. There was a CPC meeting in August, but it occurred prior to when we could meet with the community members who were most affected. So we are now, I met with the executive committee at their agenda setting. We are on the agenda for the 21st, and Jeff and Ms. Schlosser and I will make the presentation. And so we anticipate very favorable response, as has been the case all along. On September 11th, we also, Mr. Dargle, Ms. Schlosser, Mr. Rainwater, and I also met with the Rotary Club of Milwaukee Task Force. They are, we gave them an update on the project. We gave them an update on the community input that had been garnered at the request of Supervisor Bowen. And they are now prepared to charge forward with fourth quarter fundraising and on into the future when this agreement passes. So that's our update. Jeff, did you?
I think that speaks well for it, a good synopsis. We've also been in contact with Johnson Park Neighborhood Association, again, which is directly neighboring this site. They now have materials. I think they're using them not only for discussion and reference, but also distribution for their own meetings. So we feel that in terms of updating the local neighborhoods and local community, we've done some due diligence recently.
And one final comment,
sure.
If I may, which is that Diane Buck is the representative from Preserve Our Parks to this project. She was in attendance at the Rotary meeting last week. She has been in attendance at a number of community events in the park recently, and Preserve Our Parks is an enthusiastic supporter of this project.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Great. That's good news.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Questions by committee members? I'm going to get them.
Okay.
If not, thank you so much for that report. We have one more person who wants to be heard from, Dr. Larry Hoffman, representing Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. Larry Hoffman representing County Supervisor David Bowen. Johnson's Park is in his district. And Supervisor Bowen asked me to say that the original vote on this item was held up for the purpose of getting more input from neighborhood groups. And that has occurred just as Marcia and Jeff have told you. There have been meetings to get more community input. And it has been the I'm getting tongue-tied. It has been just as the supervisor hoped for to have the input that's been given, and he asks that you pass this item unanimously.
So we have a strong community endorsement.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
I move approval.
We have a motion by Supervisor Stamper to approve. If there are no further questions, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Daskunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.
Number 16.
Oh, well. I don't know if anyone won. You folks, Boys and Girls Club are now represented. Ms. Schlosser, are there comments you'd like to make? We're sorry that we proceeded more quickly this morning than we thought. And if you'd like to introduce the...